things look bad, and it looks like you're not going to make it, then you got to get mean. I mean plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. That's just the way it is.
Episode number 11, and if my high school Spanish serves me, that is Diez y Uno. So let's go ahead and call it that. Episode 11, Diez y Uno, for you Espanol speakers out there. My name, as always, well, no, not as always, as currently, as I'm saying this, is Loki. I will be your host this evening. Anything you'd like to hear, you can't get in touch with me because this is pre-recorded. If there's anything you'd like to hear later, let me know. Put it on the MySpace page. Or if you have to email me, insertnoisehere@yahoo.com. All kind of interesting shit this week, folks. Things that just, I felt like you had to hear. The tens of you who possibly, maybe, listen to some of this. I'm sure I'm probably the only person that listens all the way to the end, and for those few of you who do, then I will give you the final instructions on how to build the flux capacitor next week. In a trance, in an ambulance, doctors won't give me one more chance. Can't feel my finger, can't feel my toes. Don't really matter cause I got nowhere to go. Don't matter at all, baby. Lost in some rock in the show. Lost so many games today. Mama told me go away on the freeway. Talked to some rocks and some cars. Now a lot of cool boats have a lot of real cool stars. Don't matter at all, baby. Lost in some rock in the show. Love me, Papa, don't care. I just wanna break out of here. That ain't old fashioned. Matt gets no reply. World don't love you. It just wants you to die. Just a fine TV show.
it's out of my mind. Cause you know, I can't live without you. You're so pretty. You're so pretty. You're so pretty. You're so pretty. How about a date? Oh, you can stay in my.
The important thing here is a fucking bunch of motherfuckers we don't even know calling us assholes on the internet to teenagers and guys who can't even get laid.
the name of the band. People Like You with The Creep Show. Before that, you heard a band called Choking Susan. And before that, even, you heard Death Punks. And the very first thing you heard this evening, this morning, this afternoon, whenever it is you're listening to this, was No Service Project, that little ska thing right there at the beginning. Once again, you are in episode 11, Diez y Uno. For those of you who parlay the whatever, you know, just want to give you some pearls, shoot some of my wisdom in your general direction, maybe give you a nougaty necklace of my wisdom. You can wear my wisdom pearl necklace. And I'm sure I've said it before, but don't sweat the petty things. Don't pet the sweaty things. There's nothing I can say. Absolutely nothing I can say, anybody can say. Nothing that you can say. And the act of saying is not doing. The act of doing is not saying. Nothing matters. Everything matters. And nothing is something. In a roundabout way. So, you know, don't ever really commit, but you should always commit to everything. Make sure that everything you do is done. Yeah. Yeah. That was really fucking awful.
Well, he beats his wife and gets real drunk. Shoots up his veins, he third rate drunk. Treats his girls like they were dirt. Yeah, the only time he smiles when he gets along with her. Gun in his pocket and a knife in his hand. He's a mean motherfucking man. He borrows money that he don't pay back. He shivers and shakes right a monkey on his back. The lower he goes, the higher he gets. He ought to sell his cock if he wants to make a hit. He got a gun in his pocket and a knife in his hand. He's a mean motherfucking man.
Reverently irreverent, a moral moralist, whose iconoclastic assault on the received pieties of America placed them in the front ranks of social critics. What went into the making of the legend? There was their erudition, their stock of language, their lore and urban sagas, their ransacking of every literature, their knowledge of archaeology and racial history, of kitchen midden and skull measurements. There was the precision with which they knew the homely and workday details of culture, as well as the big abstractions. The ease with which they moved about in history from Neolithic times to the report of the latest congressional committee. Would you please be quiet while I read this? Thank you. All right. They were, as has been said, the last group who knew everything. And if they did not know quite everything, they could distract your attention from the gap by a wry witticism. There were their strange songs, any one of which could have made a lesser band's career, and each of which had the knack of standing the accepted doctrines on their head. There was their polysyncopic language, and their slow acid style that corroded the sanctities. There were their concerts, with their muffled messages which only the better souls understood. There was the way they looked, shaggy eyebrows, ashen faces with unforgettable eyes, rough clothes that hung too loosely on their shrunken bodies, a shell of silence into which they seemed to have retreated for good, and from which only the most persistent strategy would draw them. They refused to be patronized or dismissed, turned into a cult or giggled at. The important thing was to build a social analysis that would encompass modern culture and make humankind retrograde. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to this.
Then she hit me! It felt like a kiss! Yeah, the world shook when she said, well, let's break the bed! Well, this evil world, it needs more sweet! So poor to go, like you and me, we'll never go to sleep! Yeah, this evil world, it needs more sugar. Yeah, I'm cut it, I light it, I bleed it, I suck it like vampires. We dance on your grave every night. When you choose to die. We dance on your grave every night. We rise, we rise, we rise, we rise. And he's a brother. Give me some sugar. I say yes, sister. We dance on your grave every night. We dance on your grave. When you die, we come alive. She hit me.
now. Put your socks on, mama, now. Got your feet really smell. Oh, put your pants on, mama, now. But no, not pants. Put your shoes on, mama, now. Put your shoes on, mama, now. Whoa, put your shoes on, mama, now. Put your shoes on, mama, now. Hey, put your shoes on, mama. Cause your breath really stinks. Oh, yeah, put your socks on, mama, now. Can I go about 10 more minutes of this?
Pretty pretty pale. I will set your cities free. We'll free all the ladies in the area. I would marry you, sweet William. I would marry you, sweet William. I would marry you. Your skin is all too thin, and I fear my mama would be a real. Would your mama think pretty pig? What would your mama think pretty pig? What would your mama think? She heard my guineas clink, saw me marching at the head of my soldiers. Oh.
Pretty Peggy, oh, I'm stepping down the stairs.
combing back your yellow hair. Bid a last farewell to your William Moore. Sweet William is dead, pretty Peggy, oh. Sweet William is dead, pretty Peggy, oh. Sweet William is dead, he died for me. And he's buried in the Louisiana country, oh. As we rolled out to Fenario, our captain fell in love with a lady like a dove. They called her by name, Pretty Peggy, oh.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I know you're surprised, because I kind of am. You just heard The Grateful Dead on Insert Noise Here, Episode 11, Diez y Uno. Previous to that, you heard That Wild Man of the Airwaves, Frank Zappa, from Strictly Commercial, Sexual Harassment in the Workplace. Previous to that, our favorite cartoon character, Brack, with a little ditty about his mama's shoes and his mom's pants, too. And, yeah, previous to that, a couple of things I rescued from the bargain bin at McKay's here in town. A band by the name of Nation of Ulysses, and another one, Greg Yeti. Hope you've enjoyed Diez y Uno, because next week you get a dose of Diez y Dos. Once again, Loki. No, it's not my real name.
No.
Hope you've enjoyed this.
Because I want to tell you what, I've enjoyed it. I always enjoy it. No matter what I have to put down my pants, I make sure that I enjoy it. And if you're not doing the same, then you're probably a far, far more well-adjusted person than I am.
Catch you next time.
This is not the Worcester, Mass. Boat Show, is it? I am sorry. I have made a terrible mistake. Ever since I left Saturday Night Live, I mostly do public speaking now, and I must have made an error in the little palm pilot. Don't worry, I got it on me. I got the speech on me. Let's see. Here we go. You know, when Bill Gates first called me to speak to you today, I was honored. But when he wanted me to be one of the Roxbury guys, Sorry, that's Microsoft. I'm sorry about that. Star Trek convention? No. NRA? NAACP? Dow Chemical? No, but that is a good one. That is a good speech. University of Michigan Law, John Hopkins Medical School. I'm sorry, I don't know if I... Are you sure this is not the boat show? No, I have it. I do have it on me. I do. It's here. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished faculty, administrators, friends and family, and of course, the graduating class of 2003. I wish to say hello and thank you for bestowing this honor upon me as your class day speaker. After months of secret negotiations, several hundred secret ballots, and a weekend retreat with Vice President Dick Cheney in his secret mountain bunker, a class day speaker was chosen, and it was me. You obviously have made a grave error. But it's too late now, so let's just go with it. Today's speech is going to be a little different, a little unorthodox. Yeah. Some of you may find it to be shocking. I'm not going to stand up here and try to be funny, because even though I am a professional comedian of the highest caliber, I've decided to do one thing that a lot of people are probably afraid to do, and that's give it to you straight. As most of you are probably aware, I didn't graduate from Harvard. In fact, I never even got a call back from admissions. Damn you, Harvard! Damn you! I told myself I would not get emotional today. But damn it, I'm here, and sometimes it's just good to cry. I'm not one of you, okay? I can't relate to who you are and what you've been through. I graduated from the University of Life. All right? I received a degree from the School of Hard Knocks. And our colors were black and blue, baby. I had office hours with the Dean of Bloody Noses, all right? I borrowed my class notes from Professor Knuckle Sandwich and his teaching assistant, Ms. Fat Lip Fong Nguyen. That's the kind of school I went to, for real, okay? So my gift to you, class of 2003, is to tell you about the real world through my eyes, through my experiences, and I'm sorry, but I refuse to sugarcoat it. I ain't gonna do it. And I probably shouldn't use the word ain't during this day in which we celebrate education. But that's just the way I play it, Holmes. Graduates, if you'll indulge me for a moment, let me paint a picture of what it's like out there. The last 4, or for some of you, 5 years, you've been living in a fantasy land, running around, talking about Hemingway or Clancy or... I don't know. I mean, whatever you read here at Harvard. The novelization of The Matrix? I don't know what you do here. But I do know this. You're about to enter into a world filled with hypocrisy and doublespeak. A world in which your limo to the airport is often a half hour late. In addition to not even being a limo at all, is oftentimes a Lincoln Town Car. You're about to enter a world where you ask your new assistant, Jamie, to bring you a tall, non-fat latte, and he comes back with a short, soy cappuccino. Guess what, Jamie, you're fired. Not too hard to get right, my friend. A world where your acting coach, Bob Leslie Duncan, yes, the Bob Leslie Duncan, tells you time and time again that you will never, ever be considered as a dramatic actor because you don't play things real and are too over the top. Amazing! Simply amazing! I'm sorry, graduates, but this is a world where you aren't allowed to use your cell phone on airplanes, during live theater, at the movies, at funerals, or even during your own elective surgery. Apparently, the Berlin Wall went back up because we now live in Russia. I mean, just try lighting up a cigar in a movie theater or paying for a dinner for 20 friends with an autograph. It ain't that easy. Strong words, I know. Tough talk. But more like tough love.